There's a moment, too, when there's a chance to get some unhealthy power over all people. None of us would blame him. He's the king of all creation. Perhaps a feeling of I deserve it in his mind and in his attitude. This happens in John's gospel when the people want to put a crown on his head early on in his ministry, and he escapes and he runs away. Jesus would do a lot of kind things that are beautiful. Cups of water to people, serving people, those are wonderful things. But this is beauty. When you get to the point of weakness, when everyone would give to beast mode and you shine pure light and beauty. Jesus did that. That's why we sing that hymn, Beautiful Savior. Ever heard that one? Or it's also labeled, other hymn books call it Fairest Lord Jesus. The beauty of Jesus. Now, in my comparison of Jesus and Holy Week to the story of Beauty and the Beast, I will admit that there's a point where that comparison breaks down, and I want to make sure I share that here for a moment. In the story of Beauty and the Beast, you see, the Beast has this curse, and the only way the curse will be broken is if Beauty or any person falls in love with the Beast. At the climax of that musical, the Beauty finds the Beast and she kisses him. But here's the thing. The Beast becomes beautiful, but Beauty doesn't have to become beastly in that story. Have you ever gone to Disney and they have her hair's all messed up and her makeup looks kind of disfigured? No, that never happens. She's beautiful throughout the story. Beauty stays beautiful. See, the beautiful person this week in Holy Week, Jesus, did so much more than in the fairy tale. Jesus actually became beastly in appearance so that the beasts could become beautiful. He was whipped up to 39 times to the point of death, blood all over his body. It's right there. He was scourged, he was mocked, made fun of, spat upon, betrayed, abandoned, and forsaken. My friends, he did it. He became beastly so that you could be beautiful. In the story of Beauty and the Beast, what if Beauty would have never come to the Beast? What if she would have just stayed with her father in the village and never would have come? Well, we know what would have happened. The Beast would have stayed a beast. He would have been hairy and drooling and nasty and roaring for the rest of his life. But there's a similar question we could ask, and it's this. What if Jesus didn't come from the outskirts of Jerusalem to enter into the city to die on the cross? What if Holy Week wouldn't have happened, but Jesus was around? Now, Jesus would continue doing amazing things and miracles and caring for people and doing nice things and being a wonderful role model for all kind. But you know what would happen? God's people, you and I, would remain beasts with no sense of beauty. The world is in a troubled spot right now. The world is in a troubled spot. Brokenness in relationships. There's a war that's happening. Peace seems elusive. You might even get the sense that this is the way it's going to be for a long time to come. Yesterday, I had a conversation with someone that was explaining it that way. He was saying, all the brokenness that I see, all the difficulty in war that I see. And I said, where do you think this is headed? And you know what his answer to me was? It was really jarring. He said, the only thing that we can do is apologize to the next generation. That was his answer. It was so bad, in his opinion. See, we're different because we've been shown beauty. We know that beauty can overcome the darkest of places, the meanest of beasts. Yes, there may be war. Yes, there may be brokenness. Yes, peace is elusive. But you see, Jesus, we know on Palm Sunday, didn't stay on the outskirts of Jerusalem. The beauty came into the center of town and became beastly to make you beautiful. You have been redeemed. You can shine forth beauty in a dark time. War will end. You see, we know how the end is. We can do much more than just apologize. The war will end. All wars will end. Peace will break out for all time. Palm branches, Revelation says. Revelation chapter 7. The people around the Lamb and his kingdom of all nations will wave their palm branches for all eternity. God cares. He sent his son into Jerusalem to die, to change our beastiness into beauty. Shine that beauty this week in your life. Amen. In response to our hymn, we're going to sing more praise with our special song, Lord, I Lift Your Name on High.